Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it's now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I. And this show is for you.
Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile.
And welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular.
One of the most popular attractions at LA Zoo Lights has to be our Twinkle Tunnel. There's just something so magical about entering this immersive environment where you're surrounded by light.
This Christmas season, LA Zoo Lights are waiting to add magic to your celebration. 2017 marks the fourth year of this spectacular display at the Los Angeles Zoo and Botanical Gardens. LA Zoo Lights, which is a 60 to 90 minute walking tour, involves thousands of LED lights and some brand new features that underscore the mission of the Los Angeles Zoo. Emily Marin is the Marketing and Communications Manager for the Greater Los Angeles Zoo Association. Emily, please tell me the story of LA Zoo Lights. How did GLAZA first come to create the special event?
This is our fourth year doing LA Zoo Lights. Lots of zoos throughout the country put on a holiday light show, and we knew we wanted to do it because Griffith Park had such a special place in the hearts of Angelenos for a holiday destination because of the holiday lights that were put on by the DWP for all those years. So we wanted to bring those lights back to Griffith Park, create a new experience for Angelenos to embrace. And so we did a lot of research traveling to all these other zoos for information and inspiration. And we took the best ideas and some of our own and created this event, knowing that the people of Los Angeles and Southern California have very high standards for their entertainment. So we pulled in a lot of resources from the creative industries here in the area to create what we think is a really unique and special event that's very distinct for this part of the world.
If you started working with Greater Los Angeles Zoo Association in July 2014, that means that you got to throw the switch for the first ever event.
I know. I really hit the ground running.
Years from now, what will you tell your great-grandchildren about that first night of the Los Angeles Zoo Lights in 2014?
Oh, you know what I will always remember is I got to escort the mayor's family around the event on that very first night, opening night, and show them around. And his family included his parents and his two young children. And, you know, seeing this event that you worked so hard on and you're hoping that it's going to be a success, but you never really know until that opening night and the crowds flood in. And to see the mayor's children just, you know, over the moon and enjoying themselves so much. And not just the kids, but the whole family. It was a real honor and pleasure for me to know how pleased and gratified they were and see the reactions of the kids.
Was there a favorite exhibit that you heard them oohing and aahing over that let you know, yes, this is a success, or was it more overall?
It was overall, for sure. I think that one of the most popular attractions at LA Zoo Lights has to be our Twinkle Tunnel, which is a very immersive experience, and it's even more twinkly than ever this year. And it's the site where people always take selfies and group shots. We've had marriage proposals in the Twinkle Tunnel. There's just something so magical about entering this immersive environment where you're surrounded by light. People love it. I love it. I have treasured photos of my own children in the Twinkle Tunnel.
That is so cool. Let's take an imaginary walk together through 2017 Los Angeles Zoo Lights. I understand you have some new features. What do we see?
Your experience starts with a dynamic new holiday tree experience with lights that dance across the tree, up and down and all around, choreographed to a soundtrack. It's pretty phenomenal. And then as you walk through, other new highlights would be more monkeys in the international marketplace. So we have our beloved mischievous monkey figures, and this year they're all grouped into the in the international marketplace, kind of beckoning guests on and welcoming them to their experience.
I love that.
Yeah, they're cute little guys.
I see that you also have a new finale to the LA Zoo Lights.
We do. We're calling it a Wild Wonderland finale, and it's got these really beautiful stained glass animals. And we picked these animals as kind of shining examples of the conservation work that we do here at the zoo and what the zoo community, worldwide community, does more broadly. There is a very dramatic area with a giant stained glass California condor. And the California condor is one of our signature conservation achievements here at the LA Zoo. We brought the species back from literally from the brink of extinction, and we're so pleased to celebrate that, you know, put these achievements into this experience, because, you know, every visit to the LA Zoo, every visit to LA Zoo Lights supports this mission, which is about providing families a destination for entertainment and education, but it's also a place that's a world leader in conservation. And we want to remind people of that in delightful ways, in ways that they'll remember. So there's a California condor. There is a giraffe, an elephant, a polar bear, and a rhinoceros. And the rhinoceros is very poignant for us because we recently lost our Indian rhino, Rhonda. She was actually the oldest Indian rhinoceros in captivity at the time of her death. So we're kind of conceiving this also as a memorial to her and a celebration of her life.
I'm sorry, how old was Rhonda?
Rhonda was 48.
Wow.
And she was a cancer survivor. And yeah, we went to extraordinary lengths to identify and treat her cancer. And she lived for many years after her treatment. And yeah, she was, and she's much beloved. So
this is a very special memorial to her.
It is. We miss her.
I have always loved going to the LA Zoo. Just how much zoos have grown up since I was a small child. You're a zoo, a botanical garden, and just as you said, a world leader in conservation. With that in mind, tell me a little bit, please, about the carousel that people get to ride.
Yes, our carousel is actually called the Conservation Carousel and features the endangered and threatened animals rendered with these beautiful hand-carved wooden statues on the ride. Many of these animals can be found right here at the zoo, and they're just so gorgeous, and it's such a fun way for kids and families to learn about endangered species and to enjoy the zoo. I always say that the conservation carousel is particularly magical at night at LA Zoo Lights because all of these, you know, glittering, glowing lights are streaming past as you're gliding along on these beautiful animals. And right next to the carousel is a really delightful photo op where you can pose among these silvery Christmas trees and birch trees. In fact, that is where I have taken pictures of my children for my own holiday card.
Wow, what a neat photo op.
Yeah. So that's how good it is.
What has been your favorite mom moment so far? You have, I believe, two small children. What did they really adore that you would tell any other mom not to miss when they take their kids there?
Oh, gosh. My kids really love the water show. It is a water and light show with lasers and these streaming jets, and it's choreographed to music. And there are so many wow moments. You hear the crowd going, whoa.
How neat.
Yeah, and it's it's really, you know, wonderful to have. It's kind of, it's a really great mix we have at LA Zoo Lights. There are lots of things where you kind of stroll along and you enjoy for a moment, and then you maybe take a picture and you move on, and then you have something like the water show, which is timed. I believe it's every 10 minutes or so, and you stand there and watch a show, and you kind of, you share the experience with a lot of people at once. So a lot of coordinated oohs and ahs, which is, it just, it's fun.
And Emily said two special events are also planned for zoo visitors over 21.
Well, we have our holiday happy hour events, which are really fun. It's for guests 21 and over. And our themes this year are very cool. It's on December 7th, we have flapjacks and flannels. So it's kind of a breakfast for dinner situation where we'll have a toasty holiday signature cocktail available and beer and wine and food in kind of this VIP lounge. And then on December 14th, our happy hour theme is tamales and tequila, which tamales are a traditional holiday thing. So again, we'll have the food and the tequila sampling and the beer and wine. And, you know, people come and you get express entry to Zoo Lights. So they come and they go to the lounge, and then they'll venture out and explore Zoo Lights, and they'll come back to the lounge and enjoy some food and some drink and then go back out again. And it's really, really fun.
We haven't said a word yet about the reindeer. You're going to have real live reindeer there?
Live reindeer, one of the few places in Los Angeles, perhaps the only place in Los Angeles where you can see real reindeer over the holidays. We have a herd of four females here in our reindeer village. People can see them every night of LA Zoo Lights and also during the day at our event called Reindeer Romp. And we'll have reindeer keepers on hand. Guests can ask them questions to learn fascinating facts about these critters. And then at our Reindeer Romp event on the weekends, we have regular reindeer keeper talks at 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock. So that's fun. It's a really interesting species. It's always fun to welcome a new animal here to the zoo. And it's so, it's funny, we always get people coming here going, I didn't realize that reindeer were real. So many people think they're mythical creatures.
I can vouch for the fact that they're not. I fell in love with them last year when you had Holly and Nick.
Yeah, but it never fails. And I remember as a kid, I thought that they were mythical for many, many, many years. So I totally get it. So there's something so magical about, you know, seeing them in real life and enjoying them. And yeah.
What if people are thinking, well, this sounds fantastic. I hope I get to see LA Zoo Lights before Christmas, but they're busy until December 25th. How long do we have and what's going on after Christmas at LA Zoo Lights?
Yes. Well, the event goes through January 7th. So, you know, the holidays are a really special time where a lot of families have friends and family staying with them and they're looking for things to do. After the holidays, this is perfect. Put on that holiday sweater and get over to LA Zoo Lights and keep that holiday glow going. After Christmas, we have a really great family New Year's Eve event for all ages, obviously, and it allows early express entry into LA Zoo Lights, and then there's an area where families can enjoy dinner and entertainment and a dance party, and they watch the ball drop at 9 o'clock in New York's Times Square, because we don't want to keep the kids up until midnight our time. And then they kind of toast the new year at 9 p.m. with sparkling apple cider for the kids and champagne that's available for the parents. And it's a very popular event, always sells out because, you know, as a parent, I know, you know, before this event, I had never heard of any interesting way for adults and children to kind of ring in the new year. So that's why, that was kind of the origin of this event, kind of a parent's dilemma that we all knew well and that we provided a really wonderful solution.
When you say always sells out, by when should people have their tickets purchased for the Family New Year celebration?
Gosh, that is a great question. We always recommend that people purchase their tickets early. I know no one is thinking about buying tickets for a New Year's Eve event more than a month out. So I would say, you know, the first or second week in December, it would be, it'd be a great time to lock in those tickets and make those plans.
Plan early. We don't want people disappointed for the new year. It sounds very much like a lot of planning and a lot of work goes into LA Zoo Lights. When in the world do you have to start to get everything coordinated to put on a show like this one?
Honestly, it's a year-round endeavor. Our special events director takes the lead on the planning and execution. And she, you know, literally got started, I want to say, in February or March.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, you know, inevitably, our creative and production team is really phenomenal, and they've kept everything on a wonderful schedule. But, you know, with something like this, we want it to be perfect. We want it to be as magical as it possibly can be. So, you know, we've been making tweaks all along the way, and I'm sure even into as late as the day before the event, we'll still be making tweaks and refining.
When you want it to be perfect and you're doing what amounts to, it's like live theater with a zillion audience members. What are some of the things you have to do to troubleshoot to make sure it's perfect?
Oh, we do a lot of walkthroughs and identify any technical glitches or challenges. We measure sound levels, not just for the visitor's optimal experience, but also for the safety and comfort of our animals. You know, we, our animal care is always our top priority in whatever we do. So when we plan LA Zoo Lights, we work very closely with curators and keepers to ensure that animals' natural nighttime behaviors are not impacted by zoo lights. And part of that process is that kind of in the final stages when we're doing these walkthroughs, we have our research team take sound readings to ensure that the soundscapes that we are delivering are within a safe and comfortable range for any animals in the vicinity. So it's something that, you know, people wouldn't naturally think of, but, you know, it actually does come up a lot. We get the question a lot, particularly on social media. How do your nighttime events affect the animals? And we're happy to share with people insights on that process because, you know, it's quite a lot of work goes into it.
And you make it seem effortless, which means that there was a lot of effort. Final question here, and thank you for your time. If you had to choose one all-time favorite Christmas memory related to either LA Zoo Lights or the LA Zoo in general, what would that be?
Oh, my goodness. I think it was last year I got to go on a walkthrough of LA Zoo Lights before it opened with my children because we wanted to shoot some B-roll. And it was like my kids and I were just kind of set loose into a fantasy land. And we were exploring and enjoying and hamming it up. And it was, you know, my kids continually surprise and delight me. And I love to look back on that footage and kind of relive those memories. I particularly love a shot where we're at a photo op at this kind of retro holiday train that's delivering presents, and it's in our reindeer village area, and we're in front of a tree that's beautifully adorned in these green lights, and which is next to a glowing rose garden. And I'm taking pictures of the kids on the train, and then we have this beautiful video footage. So it's funny that I have pictures of that moment myself, and then I can see the video of that same moment from different areas. And it was just such a wonderful night.
What a special family keepsake.
Yeah, I can't wait to bring them back this year. They are so excited because they're, you know, this is the fourth year. The kids are 10 and 7. So my sons, you know, half my sons' Christmases on Earth have been spent at LA Zoo Lights. So it's really so special.
Emily, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
You and I have been listening to Emily Marin, Marketing and Communications Manager for the Greater Los Angeles Zoo Association. LA Zoo Lights runs from Friday, November 17th through Sunday, January 7th at the Los Angeles Zoo. And while you're there, don't forget to say hi to the reindeer. You'll find some special rates available for LA Zoo Lights 2017 during Preview Week, which is Friday, November 17th through Wednesday, November 22nd. For more information, check out lazoo.org. That's lazoo.org. And that concludes this edition of Noella File. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be glowing with festivity and filled with experiences that make for special memories.